When you move from one country to another, you often have to leave a lot of material possessions behind. So the things you do choose to take are precious indeed. As Else Owen, who moved here from France, describes in her story for Life in 500 Words.
It lived amongst my mother's utensils. It is a silver punch ladle, 19th century, with a gorgeous twisted handle. My father had been an antique dealer. I liberated the ladle from amongst the wooden spoons after my mother died. Well, I stole it, put it in my suitcase. I knew the spoon wanted to come to Australia. I had salad service to match. I thought they would be happy together in my kitchen drawer. It was the perfect spoon for me. I knew it, so I took it. I have used it ever since. Its only role is to hold the batter. I do not do punch. It holds the perfect amount for the crepes I bake on Sundays. I told the girl when she was very little. It was my mama's spoon. I love it very much. It was handmade in France very long ago. I do not know what she used it for. I handle it with love. The girl likes to run her fingers over the twists. It has measured all the crepes I ever baked for you, I say, and I surely baked 1,000. Now you are 10, and you are using it. It measures the piles you bake for us. Your pancakes, my pancakes, they are the same. I will pass the spoon on to you later. Later, you will be baking thin pancakes in your own kitchen. Using the ladle, you will be thinking of me, of this old kitchen in the bush, of the smiley faces we drew on the pancakes with the chocolate batter, of the ones we piled high in jam and whipped cream that left you with a white moustache. You will be thinking of me and how the 200-year-old spoon was my mother's. She used the spoon. The great-grandmother, my mother, you never met.
I love about these stories is they're often so beautifully simple. That was Else Owen with the story of her silver ladle or spoon. It was produced by Michelle Weeks and Carey Dell with assistance from Tim James.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.